Next talk tonight is from Kelly Pinzone. She is one of the sweetest, most energetic people that I know, and I would consider her a perfect candidate to be our cheerleader kicking off this amazing year. She's been married to her husband, Fernando, for 19 years, and they've got two boys, 15 and 6, and she's a stay-at-home mom. Before that, she worked as a pharmaceutical sales rep, and she's currently employed here at the church part-time as the children's ministry admin assistant and kitchen coordinator. She loves to make people laugh. I'm hoping she gets to do that tonight. And she enjoys reading, crocheting, cross-stitching, and I love that she would say that she attempts home improvement projects. I'm right there with you. I'll try anything, whether it turns out or not. But please, just welcome Kelly.
They asked for an official cheerleader, so here we go. It dates me a bit that I have these old pom-poms. So, like I said, I was asked to be y'all's kickoff speaker to get you excited for the year up ahead and to introduce the theme for this year, which is a fierce flourishing. Yay! Okay. I wish that that was all that I had to do, but I was informed I needed to speak a bit longer than 30 seconds, which is my comfort zone. So here we go. Stephanie mentioned my wonderful family, my husband of 19 years and my two boys. We've been in Northern Virginia for 15 years, and I'm asked a lot, what about the age difference? 8.5 years, what happened? Well, I could keep one safe at a time. And it's the truth. Once I got the older one in school, I thought, okay, I think I can attempt another one. I think I can do this. I can do this. And Stephanie also mentioned I'm blessed to be employed here at Emmanuel Bible Church part-time. I wear two hats. My first hat is admin assistant with children's ministry, and my second hat is kitchen coordinator. So I order all of the plates and the bowls and napkins and cups that y'all have, and I make sure the kitchen's stocked. It's very glamorous, let me tell you. When I was asked to be the speaker for the kickoff meeting, I first asked, why me? Like, what? A lot of my friends also laughed. What? So I asked Michelle Jones, who's one of your mentor moms that I work with in children's ministry. I said, why me? And she said, well, you get excited over everything. It's true. That is true. I do have to say I do drink a lot of coffee, though. So it helps. But in all seriousness, I love MOPS. I was a member of MOPS for 6 years, and I'm honored to be here as your kickoff speaker. So what is MOPS? I don't know if any of y'all have ever looked on the website or to find out what it is, or if you're new to MOPS. Well, MOPS is a grassroots movement that believes moms are influencers. MOPS' purpose is to connect moms all around the world, which is pretty amazing. In their own neighborhood, they meet together to laugh, cry, and embrace the journey of motherhood. MOPS groups rally women to be honest, to feel equipped, and to find their identity by journeying alongside one another. I'm so thankful my contacts are working. Okay, for far and near. MOPS stands for Mothers of Preschool, which is defined as, I was doing it for another, kiddos from through kindergarten. And to keep it simple, they just stick with MOPS. Most importantly, all members are moms. And the belief is that better moms make a better world. So, that's what MOPS means, but I want you to know what MOPS meant to me and means to me. MOPS made me very, very happy, and it's just was an incredible time to be a part of MOPS group. I joined MOPS when my first son was born in 2000, and we had just moved here, and I didn't know anyone. So I thought, oh, this is a great place to meet other people that have young kids, and it is. It's a wonderful place, and I still am very, very close with all of the women that I met. the first group I was a part of, we met in the daytime. And we had a speaker and we had a light, you know, little snacks, and we did a craft, and I was not very good at that because it was pretty complex. But I found out about the MOPS group here at Emmanuel Bible Church after I started doing a Bible study here. So I became a part here, and I liked this group. One thing, the food. It's always very good. And I enjoy being able to eat food that I didn't have to prepare. Definitely. I also liked meeting in the evenings, which it gave me an excuse to get out at night. I never got out anymore, and to do something fun and just for me. So I loved being able to get out at night and say bye-bye. So that was fun. And I also did some contract work with pharmaceutical sales while my older son was younger. So it freed me up for my job in the daytime to meet here at night. I loved coming and getting reassured by other moms that my child was normal, for one thing, but more importantly, just being able to talk without being interrupted. Which, even with one, I would get, you know, they love that. MOPS helped equip me in so many ways for the task of being a mother with a small child. And I was always refreshed when I left the meeting. First confession of the night, I feel like I was not born with the mommy gene. Being a mother did not, and it still does not come easy to me. So I love being in an environment where I could learn from other moms who seemed to know what they were doing. So that was the best. It's not easy also getting out of the house at night. I understand that. There's always something we need to finish, something we need to do. But take this time for yourself. This is a great team of moms who love you, and they're here to serve you, and they have a great year planned for you. Second confession of the night, this is the last one. I joined this group here because I was kicked out of my first MOPS group. They had an attendance requirement, which I did not remember learning about, and I missed two in a row, and they were good excuses. The first one, we were in South America with my in-laws, and the second was my son had walking pneumonia. But I was still kicked out, so.
That will never happen.
I was just going to say, don't worry. I even called MOPS International. I got kicked out of my MOPS group. They don't have an attendance requirement here. You'll never be kicked out. So it's a safe place, thankfully. So I think I may send a tape to the mom of this recording tonight and tell her I'm the guest speaker. So, okay, back to what I was asked to do. This year's theme, a fierce flourishing. So why a fierce flourishing? Well, because September 2015, actually last night, ushered in a year of Jubilee. According to Jewish culture, every 50th year is declared a year of Jubilee. This is significant in that during a year of Jubilee, liberty is proclaimed throughout the land to all its inhabitants. Jubilee means that debts are forgiven and slaves are set free. Additionally, it's a year of rest, where the land is not to be worked so that it can be replenished. This is a year of freedom. It's a freedom to celebrate lavishly, freedom to notice the goodness before us, and freedom to rest. The theme for this year is based on the verse from Isaiah 55:12, "For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." Interesting to know, what does flourish mean? Well, it means to grow or develop in a healthy or vigorous way, especially as the result of a particularly favored environment. I like the synonyms, grow, thrive, prosper, do well, increase, multiply. But how do we know if something is flourishing? Well, a lot of times we can see that in nature. We can look at a plant and see whether it's flourishing or not. But what makes it flourish? It's a combination of so many factors that you can't have too much water or too much sun or too little fertilizer. They all need to be in balance. So, for this year, MOPS wants to help you flourish by teaching you how to embrace rest, notice goodness, and celebrate lavishly. First, embracing rest. Well, that's pretty easy for me. I love to crawl into bed and read, and even when my children were young, when they were napping, I was always napping. I usually would try to go to bed when they did. I do enjoy my bed. But MOPS is asking moms this year to let go of exhaustion as a status symbol, which I love. It's so true. It's almost a second response that I'll say, how are you doing today? And I'm tired. And then I'm like, well, I'm not tired. Why did I say that? But they also want you to realize that productivity is not a measure of our worth. So they want you to welcome rhythms of rest and play into your life. And they believe that this will contribute to your flourishing. MOPS wants to teach you how to create these healthy rhythms in your life. And they believe that this is one way that you can nourish the weary spots in your soul. I personally see rest as coming first before we're ever able to notice goodness or to celebrate lavishly. I can crawl into bed and read, but mentally, a lot of times I'm not resting. I love to make lists. I'm a doer. My love language is acts of service, which it's a hard one to please. So, but when we do not take the time, and personally myself, if I don't take the time to rest, I'm cranky. I'm absent-minded. All the Starbucks in the world can't help me then. So, how can I notice goodness in this state? I've got to learn how to rest first. And that's something y'all are going to learn this year, is take time to rest. And therefore, you can notice the goodness in your life. MOPS wants you to have new eyes so you can see what you already have. They want you to find hope in the cracks and the mire of the mundane. At this stage, when my kids were little, I often felt like it was Groundhog Day because it was the same thing over and over and over again. For me, it's reminding myself all the time that my Heavenly Father is good and that He's good all the time. It's reminding myself that He loves me and that He's promised to equip me to raise my two boys. It's not fair, but it is true. If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. So we need to learn to take care of ourselves and take this time out. Like I said, noticing goodness is not easy for me all the time. I have to be intentional about it because I am a bit OCD. And I'm one of those that I tend to notice if there's a dirty sock on the floor, but maybe the dirty dishes got loaded in the dishwasher. So I have to be intentional about noticing goodness. I use the app Notes on my phone, and I just jot down even the smallest things that I'm thankful for, even air conditioning. So just, be intentional about that. And definitely, children was difficult for me. As a doer, sometimes all I got done for that day was to unload the dishwasher. So, celebrating lavishly. Well, before kids, let me tell you. I loved this. I loved having friends over for dinner. I loved to do the baby showers and the bridal showers. And it was, I enjoyed that. This changed when we moved to Northern Virginia and we went from two incomes to one. Then my husband's company that he worked for lost their contract. So for the small company he was with, no contract meant no job. So thankfully, we found Dave Ramsey's Total Money Makeover, which saved us from going further into debt. But our entertainment budget was, and it still is, $7.99 a month, which is Netflix. Yeah, you know. Yeah, and anything I have left over in our grocery budget and our gas budget. And if anyone was, you know, is interested in Dave Ramsey and the practicality of it, I would love to sit with y'all. But thankfully, I learned through that time that celebrating does not have to involve spending money. Just making sure that I always had a smile on my face when my kids got home or woke up from their nap early. Just dancing in the kitchen. Just being happy when they learned how to skip or to jump or to blow bubbles. Those small things we need to learn to celebrate. I'm excited for what you're going to learn this year in MOPS. We all want to flourish. MOPS wants to teach you that celebrating will breathe life into your days. I also believe these three need to be in balance. A lot of us, and a lot of y'all in here may be really good at celebrating lavishly, but you've not given yourself time to rest. Remember that when you're flying, they always ask you to put your oxygen mask on first before you put it onto your child. I want you to see MOPS as your oxygen mask. It was for me. I want you to come. This is the place that y'all can celebrate lavishly. Once a month, these moms put on this party just for you. I mean, to honor you, to nourish you. They want to make you flourish. So I'm asking all of y'all tonight to choose to flourish. When I was asked to speak tonight, and I was told that I needed to speak more than 30 minutes, possibly 20 minutes, I thought, well, what would I have wanted to get from the speaker that was there that night visiting? And I thought, prayer. At that time in my life with young kids at home, I needed prayer. And I needed to know that other people were praying for me and they were interceding on my behalf to our Heavenly Father. I had lots of struggles and doubts and insecurities, and I still do. And there's a lot of things that we can't always easily share with other people, especially when you come to groups and it looks like everybody's got it together. It's not easy to open up. And you might ask, well, why prayer? Maybe you would think, gift certificate, everyone gets a gift certificate for a free meal. Well, prayer is so powerful and it works. And I want all of you to flourish. And I want y'all to flourish fiercely. But we can't flourish if there's things that are holding us back. So I spoke with Stephanie about this, and I made this ugly box. Because whatever's holding us back, it's usually ugly. It's never anything fun. And there's index cards on your table, and I want y'all to write down a prayer request. One or two or whatever you think is holding you back. I don't want you to put your name on it. It's going to be anonymous, and we're going to seal it up so no one's going to know what's in the box. And MOPS, the steering committee, they're committed to praying for y'all over this box, over your prayer requests or whatever's holding you back, you think, and you need to be set free. Like yucky duct tape can make us sticky. Thankfully, our Heavenly Father knows what it is, what's in the box. So, like I said, the box will not be open. So feel free to just say whatever you need. And I want that to also give you some freedom. So you'll be able to just, like the song says, let it go. I love all of y'all. I applaud all of you for taking this time out for you. If this is your first time to attend a MOPS meeting, I promise they have real speakers the rest of the year, so I hope that I did my job of getting excited for the year ahead. I want you to take advantage of your mentor moms, too. They've been through this. They're alive still. They made it. So definitely take advantage of them. And I want you to remember that this is a Jubilee year. And last night, the Jewish people began celebrating their new year. They usually eat something sweet like apples dipped in honey. Well, I prefer blow pops, and I do have blow pops somewhere. So I brought everyone a blow pop, and I'd like for y'all to eat your blow pops. And just remember, the Jewish people, they eat type of symbolic food such as this because they want to evoke a happy, sweet new year. So I want to wish all of y'all a good and sweet Mopsh year. Thank you.